clap of praise this morning. Oh, we give you praise and glory today, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
See how great.
Hallelujah, precious Lord Jesus, we love you today. Oh, we love you, precious Lord. You just join me for a moment and let's just glorify his name. Can you just say with me, praise be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Father. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus, Savior, Lord, Master. Oh, precious Jesus, we love you today. We love you, we thank you. We pray that your river would flow, Holy Spirit, through each heart and each life. This service today, that you would minister to hearts, break bonds and chains of hell. Oh, Lord, we believe for the move of your power to touch each life today. We bind the hand of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke, bind in Jesus' name. Every spirit, every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, Lord, we come. We give you praise, for we know, Jesus, you are the high priest and the great physician. We bring before you each need today. Oh, you have a need this morning. Why don't you stretch out a hand to the Lord and just let him know, Father, we bring these needs to you this morning. God, you know every man, every woman. You know the heart. You know the need today. And Lord, we ask that you would move with your precious Holy Spirit. God, in every situation, whether it be physical or financial, whether it be family or work, God, whatever it may be, Lord, we just believe you to move with your power. And we give you praise as we lay it before you, God, and put our faith and place our faith totally in you. And we give you praise for it. I want you to stretch your hand to Sister Barbara this morning. She's here today. We're so glad to see her. She's very ill. Father, we just pray that you touch Sister Barbara Heron today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. Brother Stan, would you just go down and anoint her with oil? Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise you today. Oh, precious Lord God, we give you praise and thank you for strength in her body. Thank you for encouragement, Lord. Thank you just to minister to her. Move with your power and your glory and with your might. We thank you for it today. Oh, we thank you for it today. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen, encourage, and minister to the Flores family as Brother Moses is going to be with you, Lord. And Father, we're just going to celebrate his homegoing tomorrow night here. And Lord, we pray that you would just minister to their family. Minister, Lord, to those grandchildren and those the daughters and sons and daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws, Lord, just minister with your mighty hand and pray that you would lift up and touch Sister Flores, Father, with your mighty power. We give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen, amen. Can you give the Lord a big clap of praise today? Before you're seated, I just want to tell you this morning, the devil ain't happy today. Because as you're standing here right now, they're looking at us somewhere in the world. We don't know where. It's going all over. But we're live streaming this morning for the first time. And we thank God that he's finally made that available. A lot of work has gone into it. I appreciate Brother Bobby and Brother Justin for their hard work getting all of this done. But this is a ministry to touch a world. Amen. We welcome all of our viewers, if we have any. From around the world, and we appreciate you tuning in, Victory and Praise, but they can always archive it so you can go back and watch this service, and but it'll be live stream on our website at www.victoryandpraise.com. You mostly just put victoryandpraise.com and it'll pop up and then go to watch live, and then it'll have the archives if we're not in service. But we're so thankful. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning for what he's doing. You may be seated. You know, I was just telling my kids this morning, I said, you know, maybe somebody around the world gets saved today. So awesome to be able to preach right here and be able to see God move in lives and hearts in this service. But to think that somebody could be sitting in their living room right now. Jesus could reach down and touch them. My Lord, heal them, praise God. Save them, set them free. It's a miracle, the times that we live in today, the technology that is available. And you know, the Lord said, go into all the world. The Great Commission, that's our commission today. And each one of you this morning have a commission. We join hands together to work as a church and as a body of believers to see the miracles come about. And it takes your giving and your support, and we appreciate you so much. We appreciate all that you do to help Victory and Praise. And, you know, we'll have the text statements for you next week of your giving. And as you look at your giving over the year and compare it with your income or what you've done, you know, the thing that you should do is to say, you know, Lord, is this enough? Is this enough? Come on. I didn't expect a bunch of amens. But is this enough? Just me giving? Am I giving enough finances? Should I be willing and praying, God? Could I give more? Could I do more? And if the Lord moves on your heart, then be obedient. But also when you pray that, because it's not just giving of your finances, but of your time. And you say, well, Brother Ron, I don't have time to come to the church. I don't have time to get involved and do all this. But yeah, but you have time to pray. And you need to pray. The Bible says that we as Christians should pray without ceasing. So you need to be praying. Pray for souls to be saved. Pray for God to move in every service and for God to touch hearts and lives and for God to move. Because hell's always trying to stop the move of God. I can assure you, I heard a dear brother say one time, he said, they said, well, how'd the devil get in the church? He said, well, he ain't got no legs, so he used yours and walked in here. I'm going to tell you, devil will find a way in, but thank God, with praying saints that believe God, the power of the Holy Spirit can overcome. Amen. The power of God can move and minister to hearts and lives. And so I want you to spend that time this year praying, not just for what God can do for you, but what you can do for God. Amen. What you can do for the Lord to help him move with his power. Would you stand with me this morning? We're going to receive our tithes and offering. Ask you to come and give and put in the baskets as you do. We ask you always to walk around, visit, and encourage each other. Make sure you tell anybody you see that you don't know, hello and welcome to Victory and Praise. If you're watching by live stream, or you can go on the web page and get donate there also. We have a PayPal program there where you can give. But we want you here today to be faithful to the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. Pray that you'd bless this offering. Meet the needs of your church, Lord. Meet the needs of your people. God, we place our faith in you, and we believe you, Lord, and trust you, God, to move with your power, with your might, and we give you praise in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Would you come and bring your offering this morning and shake hands? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Happy day. Amen. Praise God. We're going to dismiss the children at this time. Appreciate them and appreciate all of our singers, musicians this morning. Everything's a work in progress, so we're just moving.